Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Can I help you, boys?
I want to return a fish.
Damn it!
What?
That's the 9th return I've had this week. What's wrong with it? Oh, let me guess. It killed a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, dude.
Damn it. It's just like all the other returns.
Joy to the fishes and the people. Joy to you and me.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That was something. Talking to all the inductees for the International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame. And, you know, it makes you wonder what do we have to look forward to in the future? I mean, could any of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad eventually be inducted into the Hall of Fame? I know it sounds unbelievable, but we do have Barry the Bugger, Jerry the Diver Guy, Cock Johnson, CJ, and of course the Aqua Gypsy, Brittany, with us to discuss this a little bit. And because, you know, this could be the next generation of inductees for 2027? Nah. I don't know. How many years?
What generation? What are we talking about in age group here?
There's no age group. It's your your accomplishments or your achievements for diving and you know, shining the light on the industry or doing something positive for scuba diving in the future, Barry. I mean, yeah, you're up there in years, so you don't have much time left.
I have many to go, yeah.
Yeah, to figure out if you can contribute enough to be recognized for your achievements in that regard.
Probably not. No.
Greg, I think I will be in 2027 for sure.
Really? CJ believes, well, he's thinking positive, and the achievement that he'll be recognized for would be what exactly?
20 years on Scuba Radio.
Wow. Oh. Well,
you're welcome.
A glutton for punishment, maybe a masochist.
And you should be in too.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about
that.
For
the same thing.
I mean, if anything, when it comes to me, I think all we've shown over the last almost 30 years is here's what you don't do in order to be,
We're ambassadors. How dare you?
Okay.
Not true, because you won a DEMA award years ago.
Yeah, well,
And he wouldn't have got that without me.
Well, that's true. I mean,
the application was wrapped in $20 bills.
Exactly.
But still.
Either that or.
I still got him there.
I think he promised a couple bottles of moonshine or something.
Wait, Jerry's taking credit for this?
Yeah, well, what are the odds?
Is that what I'm hearing?
Is that what you would be?
Who would write a letter to DEMA?
Nobody.
In this whole crowd besides me.
Yeah, what, just
was
to
it
complain?
In English, or was it in Virginia Mountain?
Yiddish, I think.
Yiddish, not Yiddish.
No.
Hillbilly Yiddish? Is there such a thing?
No, Hillbilly I pulled out Yiddish. My professionalism and wrote a letter praising Greg.
Well, I think there's...
Clearly, the DEMA board was speaking mountain when they were reading.
I would thank you kindly.
You, go.
You would induct my friend.
I'll tell you what, the only member of this group at the moment that I think would have a shot
would be
Brittany Brown. She's a dive instructor, a trailblazer,
world traveler.
Yeah. If there's anybody who has a remote chance in the future, because she's still very young in her diving career. Brittany,
what are the criteria, Greg? You're throwing this out. We don't know what.
Well, that's what I'm going to ask Brittany.
I'll give you one.
I'm going on 30 years of being in the industry.
And you haven't done jack squat. So, Brittany, what about you?
You actually have to dive. How about?
Yeah, well, there's that.
So, Barry's out on that. So.
Pretty much everyone's out. You know who's in? Me, myself, and Vinny.
Vinny, I'm diving all the time when it's
no,
warm.
No way in hell Vinny gets
somehow,
it.
Somehow, I just can't see Brittany and Vinny.
You know, it could
most
be.
Injuries.
If Brittany, if Brittany
almost
gets
in danger of dying while diving.
If Brittany gets, nominated someday, I have a bad feeling that Vinny Two Tanks might just be on her coattails. All right. It might slip right in there.
We still don't have
default.
The criteria. Who gets to vote? Do we get to vote, or do you have to live in the Cayman Islands?
No, it has nothing to do with
do
Cayman
you have to
Islands.
Make your accomplishments in the Cayman Islands.
No, not at all.
Is
this
then
the
why
international
is it called the Cayman Islands?
No,
Hall
it's not. You're not listening. Listen to me.
That's what you said.
I did not. I said it's the International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame. And it's in based the in the Cayman Islands.
I could have heard. I swore I heard Cayman Islands.
Get the crap out of your ears, Cock Johnson. How dare
well,
you?
Well, then I'd have to hang up on this Zoom.
Well, there's
Ain't
that. With that kind of attitude, you're never going to be nominated. But no, you just have to.
I probably am.
Once again, I think CJ does have a point that for tolerating almost 30 years of Scuba Radio, in 20 for him personally, that should count for something.
Yeah, it'll be 20.
Well, then your wife should be nominated, Greg.
What? Duh.
No, she doesn't listen. That doesn't count.
Well, that's
true.
Yeah,
but she puts up with it.
No.
She doesn't.
No. The wife, she benefits from the time I spend with you guys, because that's less time she has to spend with me.
Oh, that's how you get out. Okay.
That's a win for her, for sure.
Yeah, but that's not putting up with it when you don't listen.
But that has nothing to do with scuba diving, though. That's the thing. I mean, Brittany, she dives a lot. Yeah, she's a dive instructor. I think she has a shot. I mean, do you have any aspirations that you think might, assist in contributing to the industry overall, Brittany, as far as some, things that you might do in the new year or in the next few years? Or do you care, I guess? Well, it might be a question, too. You know?
I do care, but besides the fact that I put up with all of this song and dance circus.
Right. That should account for something. Yeah. I mean, I don't think they give, they don't nominate people for the Diving Hall of Fame for just tolerating the BS that we spew every week on Scuba Radio.
There should be a longevity award.
There should be something for that. But I think people more consider that like, well, they're just a bunch of masochists. And those are personal, emotional issues.
What about
only therapy
comeback?
Will solve? What's
biggest
that?
Comeback from a monkey heart? Oh. You can do biggest comeback.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I don't really aspire to anything like that. It's always nice to be recognized, and I think it's great that all those folks that we just spoke to for the 26 class for the International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame. Everybody loves to be recognized for what they do.
What if you like circumcised a whale or something?
Well, see, maybe you're trying too hard.
That's
when you do that. And that's
really,
I mean, none of those inductees for 2026, blazed a trail with the idea like, hey, eventually I'm going to be in a hall, the Hall of Fame of diving. None of them do. They just do what they love. They've followed their passion. For scuba diving.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about it.
Well, we are talking about it. I'm just trying to figure out if any of you have any, attributes or, aspirations as far as what you do in your scuba diving life that might eventually lead to being inducted into the Hall of Fame. And I think we've established pretty clearly that there's no chance in hell any of us have a shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to get into the Women's Diving Hall of Fame.
Well,
I do too.
All right. Well, CJ, Jerry, and
for
Barry
different
all
reasons.
Might have a shot at that, actually.
Wait, you're talking about scuba diving or diving off a diving board?
No, it's a whole thing at DEMA.
Okay.
Yeah, you're supposed to be a woman, Barry, so Barry and Jerry still have a shot.
That won't work.
No, you still have a shot.
I mean,
they're men,
Greg.
Well, Barry, I mean, you
for men who love
have
men.
Your identifiers, you know.
My
he and she and your pronouns.
No, okay. I don't know what
Greg,
a pronoun is.
Greg, Barry only dates heterosexual men.
Ah, okay. Well, once again, just like Vinny
CJ,
Two Tanks.
You're not supposed to say that on the air.
Well, Vinny Two Tanks was right on the coattails of the Aqua Gypsy. I think Barry and
Greg.
Jerry would have to be inducted as a buddy team. Bear
listen, does Jerry surviving a Bigfoot attack count?
Attack now.
He can't talk about that.
Oh, it was consensual.
He ran past him and touched him.
It's not an attack if he yells surprise.
That's right. Oh, golly.
Which line said tag? You're it.
Okay. See, we're pretty much establishing the fact that none of us are going to be in any kind of Hall of Fame in the future. But I think everyone already knew that. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.